Jerry Bader Show 1007. A classic cut from Jason. We haven't had a real classic cut. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, the Christmas cuts were classic cuts. You're off to a fine start, though. This is a good tune. Very good. Hold on loosely. 1007, the Jerry Bader Show. Awaiting a call from Packers spokesman Aaron Popke. I will get into this topic as we are waiting for Aaron. As you know, the Packers stunned the Bears and much of the NFL by making the playoffs with an 8-7-1 record. They have the worst record in the playoffs. They have one of the worst defenses in the playoffs. I believe they're the only team. I could be wrong on this. I know they're the only team. Well, I'm not sure about that. I think they're the only team in the NFC that has allowed more points than they've scored. The Eagles might be in that category, but I think they're the only one. They are seen as decided underdogs. Oh, Jay Cutler resigns with the Bears. Did you see that? A 7-year deal through 2020? I wonder if they're going to keep McCown around as backup. I bet you not, because they're not going to want the quarterback controversy. He played very, very well in Cutler's absence. Wow. Boy, they are all in on Jay Cutler, huh? Have they seen his record against the Packers? What is it, 1-9? Something like that. And Aaron is what, 10-4? I'm not sure on that. Something like that against the Bears. Wow, that's pretty big news, I think. In any event, that dramatic win against the same Jay Cutler, the Bears have now just re-opted for a 7-year deal through 2020, that same Cutler, whose Bears lost to the Packers in a dramatic fashion, knocked out of the playoffs, launching the Packers into the playoffs. Now, before they won that game, I sent an email to Aaron Popke of the Packers asking, well, how many regular season ticket holders, how many season ticket holders took advantage of the playoff offer when Aaron Rodgers was out and they didn't look like they were going to make the playoffs? He wouldn't tell me. He said, well, I'll have news for you if things go well Sunday. So he did issue a news release shortly after the Packers defeated the Bears, saying that there were 40,000 tickets available. So that gives you an idea of how many season ticket holders said no to the playoff offer. I asked him what was the, so I responded when he sent out that news release, what was the percentage? Only 40% of season ticket holders took the offer. Now, there are several factors. Aaron Rodgers was still out. You didn't know when he was coming back. Further, the Packers, that was right after they lost to the Lions, I believe. And at that point, fans, ticket holders are like, well, forget it. Especially as badly as they lost. Now, there's another factor, and a lot of people think this is a big factor. And that is that the Packers changed a policy this year. And I've heard this complaint from a lot of season ticket holders, that without warning, the Packers changed the policy. In the past, you had the option. If you bought the pack, you know, if you made the commitment to the playoff tickets, you had an option. You could get a refund if they didn't make the playoffs, or the money could be applied to next year's bill for your season tickets. The Packers removed that option. It was automatically applied. If you chose the playoff tickets and they didn't make the playoffs, you would not get a refund. It would go to next year's tickets. A lot of people think that's a really big factor. I'm undecided on that. I think there are a number of factors. First, the Packers stunk at that time. They just gave no indication. Knowing you're not, now I think it plays a role. Knowing you're not going to get your money back and knowing how badly they were doing, that probably prompted a lot of people to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have the Packers hold my money until next year. Well, I can understand that. I think, though, that policy, and by the way, I was aware of it at the time. I didn't do much on it because I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. I didn't think it was going to be a factor. But I think clearly that's part of it. So you end up with 40,000 tickets. The Packers obviously thought demand was going to be high because they limited it to 4 tickets per purchaser. It didn't take long for them to lift that limit when they realized the tickets weren't moving all that quickly. Why aren't more people interested in the Packer playoffs tickets? Now, there is the cost. Cheapest is still over $100 a ticket, and that's without taxes and everything else. If you buy a pair, the cheapest you're going to get away is probably in the $250 range. With a week to make that decision, less than a week, that's a lot of money right after Christmas. Two, I think a lot of people don't think the Packers have a chance. Combined with that, it's going to be very cold. These are all the things that played into my thought on this. It's going to be really cold because I talked to my wife about it. Like, well, I've been to 2 games. I was to the Lions game and the Vikings game, the tie. The Vikings game was very cold. I really don't feel like sitting through another one. On the other hand, if it's not going to be on TV, and I don't mind listening to it on the radio, I do both, but I would like to be able to see it. I don't know if I want to make the investment, though, and sit in the cold, and I, too, am not all that certain about what their chances are against the 49ers. All right, we are still hoping to hear from Aaron Popke. He committed to a 10:06 interview. I am going to try to check. Tell you what, Jason, I'm going to go see if I can track him down because I do have some questions for him. If we don't get hold of him, I'm just going to open the phones on this because I have some questions for you on this. It's 10:15.
The Jerry Bader Show.